Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains river monsters and drowning. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. A river gurgles softly next to you. As you walk along the stony shore, you see fish jump out of the water and dive back under the gentle current. Then you see a strange rock formation, like a bowl of still water sitting on top of a river. Suddenly, the bowl begins to rise, and you realize it's no bowl. That's something's head. Killian! What is this creature?
The kappa.
You knew exactly what it was. Let's open up the cryptid catalog and find out more. Killian?
Yeah, kappa on my...
Hold on, don't say it yet. Killian, as always, first things first, we have to thank our friends, Georgia, Amy, and Evelyn, to thank for suggesting the kappa. Is it kappa?
Mm-hmm, kappa.
Kappa. They're introducing me to the kappa, but they're not introducing you to the kappa. But thank you, because I don't know about the kappa. So thank you for suggesting that this episode, and it came, while your suggestion has been on the list for a little bit, it came at the perfect timing, because last night, Killian got to, we'll get into it in a second. It came at good timing, is all I'll say. So hold on a second. Killian, yesterday, you got to eat kappa maki. You got to eat a kappa, didn't you?
Yeah.
Lehman, you're trying to talk behind the microphone. You're a professional podcaster. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Killian got to eat a kappa last night. That's all I'm got to say. How was the kappa? Was he delicious?
Or she. We don't or know if it's yes. he or she.
That's right. Was the kappa
or
delicious?
Neutral.
Was the kappa delicious?
Yes.
Yes, you didn't like it.
I didn't like it with the soy sauce.
Okay. So apparently, basically, Killian has watched a Monstrum. We've talked about Monstrum a million times. Killian has watched the Monstrum episode of about the kappa. And in the kappa episode, you tell the story. I don't know why I'm trying to tell the story. I didn't watch the episode.
To make it short,
yeah,
the kappa is after your butt.
Well, no, just tell the story about the kappa maki part.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we went to Gohana.
No, tell them about the kappa, like what a kappa maki is.
Oh.
Yes.
Kappa maki is a sushi.
Mm-hmm.
And with cucumber, rice, and seaweed.
Nori seaweed. That is named after...
a cryptid.
The kappa. It's called a kappa maki. And Killian has been looking for it on every sushi recipe, menu, since he watched the Monstrum episode. So...
I was two. I'm just kidding.
And so... finally, we went looking for it yesterday, and we realized it's been on the menu of our favorite restaurant this whole time. They just don't call it the kappa maki. They call it the cucumber roll. So we got it for him yesterday so he could finally taste it. And as we were driving to go pick it up, Dylan, Killian's dad, who writes these episodes, was like,
yay,
this is perfect time. We were like, oh, it's perfect timing because we're doing the kappa episode. And Killian was like, what did you say? And I was like, oh, we can't repeat this because he's not supposed to know what the episode is. And we were like, nothing, never mind. And he was like, what? Because he's nosy. And we were like, no, nothing. And he was like, you have to tell me. And I was like, no, you can't know. And so it was a whole debacle in the car. That's what we were talking about in the car. See, sometimes it's not that big of a deal, you nosy person.
It's the life of a nosy person. You have good ears. You have a good sense of mind.
But anyway, Killian finally got to try the kapamaki. So there, if you ever wanted to try, kids, if you ever wanted to try a sushi named after a cryptid, it's a very kid-friendly sushi. It's just rice, cucumber, and seaweed.
I also tried a
California roll.
California roll, which has fish eggs on it.
Yes, he was
caviar. So I'm guessing caviar. It was expensive.
No, it's not caviar. It's called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's not called caviar. Anyway, when it's on sushi, it's called something different. Anyway, he was not a fan of the California roll. Anyway, we've now completely derailed. But anyway, our dinner last night was perfect timing. So thank you to our friends who suggested it, because it all came full circle to the kapamaki. So, the reason... Oh, okay. Let me talk about one more thing. So, the reason why the sushi roll is called the kapa maki is because the name is derived from the kapa, a mythical cucumber-loving aquatic creature from Japanese folklore. So, he likes cucumber. He also likes cucumber, so that's apparently the reason why it's a cucumber roll.
And also...
You also love cucumbers. Exactly.
That's why I've been trying to track it down.
You love cucumber. I love cucumber. You know who hates cucumber?
June? Daddy.
Daddy hates cucumber.
Why?
It makes him want to vomit.
Why?
I don't know. Even the smell of it makes him want to vomit. Anyway. So anyway. Let's go back. So let's stop talking about sushi. And let's talk about the...
You're making me hungry.
Let's talk about what everybody actually came here for.
The kappa.
The kappa. Because this is not a sushi podcast. This is a cryptic
kappa. If it was, our mouth would be watering every episode.
It would be for me because I love sushi. Did you know that when you're pregnant, you can't eat sushi? So for 9 long months when I was pregnant with you, I could not eat sushi and it was devastating to me. So when I...
Couldn't you eat sushi?
Because it's not safe to eat raw fish. And so when I had you and you were out of my tummy, I
pooped in your stomach.
You did poop in my stomach. I think it was Gigi. It was either Gigi or maybe Daddy asked Gigi to do it. I can't remember. Someone brought me sushi in the hospital so I could eat it.
That would be kind of scary because I would see it. It would go into.
No, it was after I had you.
Ah, so it was like stitched up and stuff.
You were. Yes, I was stitched up and stuff. Yes, so you were in. You were already out. Though I did have sushi the night before I had you because they were going to take you out of my tummy anyway. So the food, they were going to take you out before the sushi ever got to me. And we went to Kohana, which is where you had the kappa maki. This is all derailed. Anyway.
Yeah, this is all derailed.
The kappa. We can cut all that out. No one cares. Anyway. Let's talk about the kappa. Okay, let's talk about the kappa. You tell us a little bit about the kappa. You tell us what you know about the kappa. Because you know about the kappa.
So the kappa is a Japanese monster
mm-hmm.
that loves cucumbers and
clearly.
Has this bowl on their head.
So it's on their head or like their head is shaped like a bowl?
Shaped like a bowl, kind of.
Got it.
And one way to defeat the kappa, the bowl is full of water.
Got it.
If you bow to him.
Got it.
The water will spill out and that's like his life force. So he'll die if he doesn't have that water in his bowl.
Oh.
So.
That seems very
morbid.
Vulnerable to have your entire life force just balanced on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. That all you got?
No.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Stop talking behind the microphone.
They like your butt. As I stated earlier.
They like your butt?
Their butt. They
need more information on that.
They really like butts.
Like to do what to them?
I don't know. You can look for yourself.
Okay. Let me go into what has been written in front of me. In Japanese folklore, few creatures are as strange or as unsettling as the kappa. The word kappa means river child, and for centuries, parents have warned children not to wander too close to the rivers, lakes, or ponds for fear that the kappa might be waiting. So the kappa come to us from Japan, which is an island country rich with nearly 21,000 rivers. It's a lot of rivers to avoid.
Yeah.
So do you think the story of the kappa plays an important role in reminding children not to go near all of those rivers?
Mm-hmm.
What can happen if a child plays too close to a river by themselves?
We'll try to grab them in and drown them.
Well, hold on a second. If we take the kappa out of it completely, like let's pretend we were people who did not believe in cryptids and we simply believed in just
we're skeptics.
Let's pretend we're skeptics for a second. Yeah. I know, boring. But what are the dangers of children playing near rivers without believing in monsters and cryptids?
Sharkies.
No.
Piranhas.
No, just, no.
Drowning.
Correct. So would it be beneficial, do you think, to warn children to stay away from, do you think it would be beneficial to warn children to stay away? If there are 21,000 rivers where you live, do you think it would be beneficial to warn your children to stay away from those rivers by themselves?
Yes.
And what's the best way to tell children to stay away from things sometimes? To tell them that there's a scary monster there?
To tell them the truth.
Well, yes, that is the best way, to tell the truth. But for some parents, they think the best way is to tell them, like, a boogeyman is there, or, like, something. We've learned that through folklore, haven't we?
La Llorona.
Exactly. We've learned through...
Hide behind.
Right. We've learned throughout this podcast, time and time again, that
parents lie to their kids by making up monsters.
Yeah, kind of. So...
Not you, though.
I don't lie to you. You're right.
Unless you tell me you are.
Unless I tell you I am. Oh, like, I'm going to lie to you?
No, like, how I tell you when I'm doing my fiction stories.
Oh, yes. Killian, we have to ask him to tell us if his stories are fiction, because Killian likes to tell tall tales, especially about what happens at school. So, I do love how folklore develops in order to keep kids safe through stories. Like, we've just talked about, like, a couple other folklore creatures that we've talked, like, in the past, we've talked about...
Hodag.
Yeah, or, like, keep kids away from danger. Like, kelpies, like, the water horses from Scotland, you said La Llorona, things like that. So, what does the kappa look like? You said he looks like a creature. Other than the bowl thing, what does he look like?
He looks like a normal man.
Oh, okay.
Green, but he has, like, a mouth that's like a beak.
Oh, okay.
And he has no clothes except like that. You know, like what Viking. You know, like how like they.
Like
they
what have Tarzan like, wears.
Yeah,
a loincloth.
A loincloth.
Yeah, that's what's that called? That's. So this is what Daddy wrote down as a description, but it's skimming it. It seems pretty close to what you're saying. So legend describes the kappa as a small human-like being with the body... Oh, no, this is actually very different than what you said. Hold on. With the body of a frog or a turtle. You said he looked like a human.
He kind of does, except...
A frog or a turtle? That's not what you said. Its skin is scaly and green, which you did say. Its hands and feet are webbed, and it has a turtle shell on its back. That does not sound human at all, my love.
Have you ever heard of TMNT?
Sure. Most unusual of all is the disc-shaped dent on its head.
That's the bowl.
Yes, that's the bowl, which is always filled with water. The water is the source of its life force, which is exactly what you said.
Yep.
If the water is spilled, the kappa becomes weak or may even die. So that is exactly what you said.
That's where the bowing would work.
Exactly, which is good advice. So what is the kappa? We've talked about them before, but the kappa is a yokai. Oh, okay. We have talked about this before. Okay. Do you remember what a yokai is?
A yokai is a Japanese spirit.
Which is also similar to a demon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that big giant skeleton. I don't remember what it was called.
It was called a Tsukumogami. You got it.
Tsukumogami. I can't talk
today.
You got it.
So we've also got, in addition to the Tsukumogami, we've got the Kitsune, which is the nine-tailed fox.
Naruto.
What?
Naruto. He turns into a nine-tailed fox.
Oh, I didn't know that. The that's the giant skeleton. That's the Gasha Dekakuro is the giant skeleton. The Suku, that one. Let's say that one again. The Suku
Midori.
No. Suku the Kukami Gami.
Tsukugumai.
Yeah, that one. That's the objects that come to life.
Oh, those 100-year-old ones.
Yes.
Like that Rapunzel?
That is not 100 years old.
I said that last
time. I think you did say that last time.
I did.
I'm trying to think if we have anything that's 100 years old in this house.
That Bruno doll?
You were there when we bought that. So it could not possibly be 100 years old. We do have something that's 100 years old in this house.
What is it?
There's a book downstairs that I'm almost positive is over 100 years old.
Oh, that giant tattered one?
Yeah, giant. But yes.
That small tattered one.
Yeah. And then I have a couple cameras that I'm almost positive are over 100 years old. Anyway, that's not important. Anyway, the kappa is a trickster. Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. The kappa is added to the wonderful list of Japanese folklore. The kappa is a trickster yokai. At its most frightening, it lurks beneath the surface of the rivers and grabs unsuspecting people and animals, dragging them to their deaths.
Like some horses. He takes horses.
Oh. Some stories say the kappa craves
butts.
Human flesh. But not every kappa legend is so grim. These creatures are obsessed with sumo wrestling and will challenge humans to matches. They also love cucumbers, to the point that some villages carved protective cucumber charms or tossed cucumbers into the river to keep the kappa happy. That's really nice, actually.
Yeah, that's like giving, like making those stones for the green man, like we talked about last episode.
Mm-hmm. If treated with kindness and respect, the kappa might even become helpful, teaching humans how to irrigate rice fields or set broken bones. See, this is what I'm saying all the time. If we just treat people or cryptids or different things with kindness, sometimes...
Or anything different in general.
Right. The world would just be a better place.
Yes.
And just treat people with kindness. That's all you can ask for. Like many folk creatures, the kappa has double meaning. It is either a warning about the dangers of water, especially for children, or it is a reminder of respect for nature, for rules, for strange forces that we do not fully understand.
So like the green man, kind of.
Do you know how to trick a kappa and get away from them?
This is what I'm talking about.
You said it. Say it.
You
said it.
Speaking about the bowl with... When we were speaking about the bowl with life force, if you bow down to him respectfully, mm-hmm. he will bow down as well, and
there you go.
And the bowl will drain his life force and die.
Exactly. So it says, since the kappa are bound by politeness, they will bow back, spilling the water from their head disc. So a kappa can be defeated not by force.
By kindness.
By cleverness and courtesy.
What courtesy mean?
Courtesy, like being courteous and kind. Like,
ah,
mm-hmm. Are you ready for a story?
Mm-hmm.
This one is called The Boy and the Kappa. I fully said a word that was not even on that page.
The summer,
shush, don't read it. The summer air was hot, and the cicadas sang loudly in the trees. 12-year-old Dachi wandered too close to the riverbank, ignoring his grandmother's warnings. The water sparkled invitingly, and he bent down to skip a stone across the surface. That was when he saw it. At first, he thought it was a turtle, but as it crawled from the water, Dachi's heart froze. The creature was the size of a child, with green, scaly skin and long, webbed fingers. Its beak clicked sharply as it grinned. On its head sat a shallow bowl filled with shimmering water that never spilled. "A human child," the kappa rasped. "Shall we play a game?" Before Dachi could run, the kappa lunged, its claws splashing in the water. Dachi stumbled backward, terror gripping him. He remembered the stories. The kappa dragged people beneath the water. They stole your life. The creature loomed closer, its eyes glinting with hunger. "Just one match," it hissed. "A wrestling match. If I win, you come with me into the river forever." Dachi's legs trembled. He couldn't possibly defeat a river demon. But then his grandmother's voice rang in his mind. "If you ever meet a kappa, show it respect. Bow to it, and it must bow back." Swallowing his fear, Dachi straightened. He pressed his hands together and bent low in a deep bow. The kappa blinked in surprise. Bound by its own rules of honor, it bowed back. At once, the water in its head bowl sloshed and spilled onto the ground. The creature gasped, collapsed onto its knees. Its strength drained away with the water. For a moment, Dachi almost felt pity. The kappa looked less like a monster and more like a tired, lonely child. "You tricked me," the kappa said weakly, but there was no anger in its voice, only respect. "Clever human, you remembered the old ways." Dachi stepped back, his voice softening. "I didn't mean to hurt you. I just wanted to live." The kappa slowly nodded. "Then live well. Show the river respect, and it may spare you again." With trembling limbs, it crawled back into the water, vanishing beneath the ripples. Dachi ran home, his heart pounding. He never forgot the lesson. Sometimes, survival isn't about strength or speed. Sometimes, it's about respect. So that was the kappa.
Wow.
I liked that story a lot. I liked the kappa. I've said it before. I like stories where we talk about respect and we talk about how kindness is important, especially about like the environment and respecting people. I like it.
Yeah.
I like that we did not have to defeat this monster by hurting it.
Yeah. And I think he'll be back.
I think so. He seemed kind.
And he also maybe going back into his life force when he goes into the water.
It sounded like it. It sounded like that. It didn't. It would like it just kind of depleted him. It made him weak. It didn't like hurt him.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you to our friends Georgia, Amy, and Evelyn for introducing me to the kappa and giving Killian a chance to talk about a cryptid that he has talked about for a very long time. And again, perfect timing because we were talking about the kappa last night. And he played a large role in our dinner last night, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to try a sushi themed after
a monster,
a cryptid, it's a cucumber roll or a kappamaki if your sushi place is cool and names it after the cryptid.
Like Yellowtail.
No, not Yellowtail. They didn't name it that. They called it was, first of all, Kohana. Second of all, they named it after, they called it a cucumber roll. Anyway, if you have a cryptid you would like us to cover, or a cursed item, or just
haunted house,
or something spooky, or just something cool that you think would like be cool to cover on the show, just ask your grown-up politely. Wait patiently till they have time because grown-ups are very busy. And send us an email or a message on Instagram and
bow.
No bowing. We don't have bowls on our head. and send us a message and let us know what cryptid or whatever you want us to cover. And if you have already sent us a suggestion and you have not heard your suggestion yet, do not panic. We are getting to it. We have a very long list and we have kept it. And we are getting to them slowly but surely. Sometimes we wait because we think like, oh, that particular suggestion will be good for a different month. Or...
yeah, like if we did like a scary Santa, we would do that in like
December. Right, right, right. So sometimes we're like, that's good for like this month or whatever. So if you haven't heard yours yet, do not panic. We'll get to it. I promise.
Yeah, we have like the longest list of podcasts in the world.
Anyway, but that's all we have for you guys. So thank you for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time, remember,
the cryptids are watching.